Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
And we normally talk about some writing that Carol has done and not as much about the activities per se of the Historical Commission, but in this case, very interesting a project that the Historical Commission is involved in, and that is declaring a house in Commerce as a historical monument. And this was a house that belonged to the son of one of the co-founders of Commerce, William Jernigan, right?
Right. And this the because it is a house that is being honored, it is called a RTHL, Recorded Texas Historic Landmark.
I see. And so this was a house belonging to J.D. Jernigan, the son of William Jernigan, and it's at 1705 Bonham.
Right.
And is this, do you know if this house is owned and occupied at this time?
Yes, this young lady that wants the marker owns the house.
Oh, I see. Well, and Bonham, of course, is kind of akin to Park Street in Greenville.
Okay.
It's maybe the most traditional and historic street in Commerce. A lot of beautiful old homes on there, so it's not surprising that it would be on Bonham. So the owner, the current owner of the house, is seeking to have it designated
right.
as a historical landmark.
And the Jernigan family members lived in it for, I think, almost a century. J.D. Jernigan was he was not extremely well educated, but most people weren't.
Right.
He was involved with the Masonic Lodge, the Odd Fellows, Rotary, Methodist Church, and he was one of the people who really pushed for the East Texas Teachers College.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was Zona Carr, and she was born in Georgia but moved to Commerce when she was three. They married in 1892 and had five children.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sons, J.D. Jr., the youngest one, his name was J.D. Jr., but he went by Duke. He was famous for flying a Waco 10 biplane. I don't know what that is. Towing a Franklin glider cross-country from Chicago, from California to New York.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So what is happening is that this an application, basically, is submitted to the Texas Historical Commission.
Right.
Describe that process.
Well, she has sent all this. Well, first of all, over the years, anybody could present, you know, apply, and it became chaos. So now the county historical commission chairman has to deal with all of it. This young lady asked me. She wrote this. She's written most of this, and it's now ready to go, and I'm going to send it off today. They will read it, determine whether it should be a marker. Is it historical enough? And then they will do some tweaking. I'm sure it will take about a year for the process.
And then ultimately, if it's approved, then a large part of what is written would be on the plaque.
Right.
That would appear there on that property.
Right.
Which is why they're very, I've been involved in this, Carol, as you know, and they are very particular about the facts that are
yes.
presented there.
Yes.
Right. So this was a house that you said it was originally on a property that was owned by William Jernigan.
Right. I'm not for sure it's going to make a Recorded Texas Historic Landmark. I think the family is very interesting, and I think they would be. But the owner wanted the house. The house was at one time turned.
It was what?
Turned. It was facing
north,
and it's now facing east.
Huh.
Or something like that.
I see. And you say it was built when?
1901.
So it would be one of the oldest towns that's still
right.
standing and occupied in Commerce.
And it was originally a one-story house with a turret in the front.
I see.
They added a second floor, but they added a turret with that. And I believe the house was turned after the second floor was added.
I see. So again, this is the house belonging at one time originally to J.D. Jernigan, the son of William Jernigan, who, along with Josiah Jackson, founded Commerce
yes.
in 1872, and a property that originally was owned by William Jernigan. So now we wait and see what the Historical Commission says.
Right, and I have to have it in by noon next week.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sending it today.
Yeah, and by the way, this is the process. Anyone who wants to seek a historical marker can go through this process, and they would work with you.
Yes.
And the Historical Commission in this way.
Yes.
And I will say that it's a fairly involved. Be ready for a very rigorous process.
It is a very rigorous process.
That's right. That's right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone.
Thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY.